The Afghan by Frederick Forsyth, read by Stephen Crossley. Fort Meade report on the deliberations of the Quran Committee was ready by dawn of that Saturday and destroyed several planned weekends. One of those roused during the Saturday night at his home in Old Alexandria was Marek Gumieni, Deputy Director Operations at the CIA. He was bidden to report straight to his office without being told why. The why was on his desk when he got there. It was not even dawn over Washington, but the first indications of the coming sun pinked the distant hills of Prince George's County, where the Patuxent River flows down to join the Chesapeake. Marek Gumieni's office was one of the few on the sixth and top floor of the big oblong building among the cluster that forms the headquarters of the CIA, and is known simply as Langley. It had recently been redubbed the Old Building, to distinguish from the mirror image new building that housed the expanding agency since 9/11. In the hierarchy of the CIA, the Director of Central Intelligence has traditionally been a political appointment, but the real muscle are habitually the two deputy directors. Ops handles the actual intelligence gathering, while the DD, intelligence, covers the collation and analysis of the incoming harvest to turn raw information into a meaningful picture. Just below these two are the directors of counterintelligence, to keep the agency free from penetration and in-house traitors, and counterterrorism, increasingly becoming the boiler room as the agency's war swerved from the old USSR to the new threats out of the Middle East. DDOs, since the start of the Cold War in about 1945, had always been Soviet experts with the Sov Division and SE, Satellites and Eastern Europe, making the running for an ambitious career officer. Marek Gumieni was the first Arabist to be appointed DDO. As a young agent, he had spent years in the Middle East, mastered two of its languages, Arabic and Farsi, the language of Iran, and knew its culture. Even in this 24-hours-a-day building, pre-dawn on a Sunday is not an easy time to rustle up piping hot and aromatic black coffee the way he liked it, so he brewed his own. While it perked, Gumieni started on the package on his desk, which contained the slim, wax-sealed file. He knew what to expect. Fort Meade may have handled the file recovery, translation and analysis, but it was the CIA, in collaboration with the British and Pakistan's CTC over in Peshawar, who had made the capture.